kept you busy fixing food and preparing for these families, and I appreciate it. As one of your pastors, I appreciate it that we didn't have to worry about that. We thank the Lord that you helped us out.
Amen.
Amen.
Brother Max Green, a member of our church, passed away. He was a police officer, retired police officer in Charleston Police Department. And they had six pallbearers dressed in full uniform, and they stood beside the casket, hands clasped and head down, and they kept changing out. And I thought, boy, that's great. I've never seen that before. They go back and sit down in the row with the pallbearers, and they were in full dress uniform. And the amazing thing about it, that man over there preached the best funeral message I believe I've ever heard. He done a wonderful job. Thank you, Al. But he was one of our brothers, and all of us loved him. He loved us, and especially he loved my wife, Brenda Gale. He said she can sing, and he would brag on Brenda, and he really loved us, and I praise the Lord for him. But the amazing thing about it was after the funeral, they put the flag over the casket, of course, and the pallbearers marched out, single file out, to take the casket and put it in the hearse. And when they left in the funeral procession, they went out and they went over and they hit the interstate.
Yeah.
They had a flagman, a police car with the lights on in front,
yeah,
and the lights on in the back till they got up to the interstate. When they got out on the interstate, that lead car stopped everybody on the interstate.
Yeah.
And when the tail police car came up, they run side by side.
Yeah.
In that funeral procession, all the way to where they got off to go to Tyler Mountain. But that was something to see.
Yeah.
That they blocked the interstate.
Right.
For that funeral procession, and Max deserved that. And I really want to praise him. So you pray for me. I got a blessing out of it, Al. Thank you.
Amen.
Anybody else? Take our hymn books, turn to page 202. It says, stand as we sing. The choir goes down. 202. I heard an old story, how the Savior came from glory. How he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his glory, of his precious blood atoning.
might be in my name, a shining legacy. I thought it might be in a goal for success to follow me. I thought it might be in a plan to sail across the seas, but I didn't find what I really need. I found it all when I lost everything and gave my life to serve a risen King. I found the truth that I'd been searching for. I found it all when I found the Lord. I'm letting go of all my ways that I think are best for me. I'm laying down all my ideas of what I think my life should be. I'm leaving everything I am right at Jesus' feet, 'cause there I find everything I need. I found it all when I lost everything and gave my life to serve a risen King. I found the truth that I've been searching for. I found it all when I found the Lord. I found it all when I lost everything and gave my life to serve a risen King. I found the that I've been searching for. I found it all when I found the Lord. I found the truth that I've been searching for. I found it all when I found the Lord. I found it all when I found.
thinking this morning, I wore the same suit last time I did this sermon too. And then I got to thinking, I was wearing the same tie. So, you know, I'm just continuing everything on this morning with that. So, Micah says this is the only one that goes with this jacket. So, we'll you know, God get me some new ties. But we'll be in John chapter 1. Hopefully you've felt the warmth here this morning in this place, in this sanctuary. Hopefully you felt the warmth that, as Pastor Al said, as Ron said, the warmth that doesn't come from the furnace, it doesn't come from up through the vents, but the warmth that's in this place comes from Jesus Christ and the Spirit that comes along with knowing Him. And that's what we're going to talk about this morning. John chapter 1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not." "He came into his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of the blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God." So in this opening of the Gospel of John, he is talking about how Jesus Christ is the light of the world. And I was thinking about some things. I was thinking about the weather and how cold it is, and I was thinking about the warmth that we seek and the warmth that we find. And I was thinking about some things. And you know, I got to thinking about the sun and how the sun is our main source of heat. The sun is our main source of energy and main source of our light. And about the parallels of God and the sun and how, you know, he said he was the light of the world. Well, with light comes warmth. And the sun, I was thinking, the sun, we have a special relationship with it. And sometimes we don't always feel the warmth of the sun. It might be out like it was this morning. It might be a cloudless day, and we might be out, and we might see the sun, but sometimes we just can't feel the warmth. But it's still there. It's always there. And, you know, a lot of times it doesn't seem like it is, but it is, you know. We have a relationship with the sun where sometimes it gets dark here, and that's because our earth has rotated a little bit, has gone around, and the earth has blocked out the sun, but it's still there. And sometimes we have storms, or sometimes we have cloudy days where everything is overcast and dreary, but the sun is still there, even though we can't feel it. And then sometimes we go through seasons where we see the sun and we know it's there, but we're just a little bit farther away from the sun, and it's harder to feel his presence, such as this time right now that we're at in winter, where we are just a little bit farther from the sun than we are in the summertime, and we can tell the difference. And so the light of the world, Jesus Christ, God, is the light of the world, and we have a relationship with him. He's always there, except sometimes there's just something that comes in between us. Sometimes there's sin, there's disobedience. There are things that cut off the warmth from the sun that we don't realize that we're not getting what we need. Sometimes, just like in the winter months, we're a little bit distant from God, and so things can become cold in our life because we're a little bit distant from God. Sometimes it feels like summertime when we are close to God and we can feel his warmth at all times. But I was thinking about all these times that we go through that it's so cold. It's so cold right now. And we go through these times especially in the winter months. Al alluded to it earlier where he said his nephew from California was going to come out, and he was worried about what it would look like because everything appears to be dead. Everything appears to be dark. Everything appears to be, kind of dreary. And you know, we have those times in our life. We have those times where everything seems dreary. We have those times where things are depressing. We have those times where all the color goes out. We have those times where we're cold. And we go through that sometimes. But the sun is still there. It's still powerful. It's still warm. And it still lights our way. So, you know, we go through these times. We have some people in our church right now that are going through these cold times. But the fire is there. And he has given us a fire that burns way down in our soul. Those who know the Lord know that he gives you this peace. We talked about it a couple weeks ago. He gives, you know, the angels came and they said, peace on earth and goodwill to men. And so what they were saying is that from now on, there's going to be a way that you can have peace in your heart no matter what. They weren't saying that all the wars were going to go away. They weren't saying that the world was going to be, peaceful from then on out. What they were saying is that things are still going to happen, but from now on with Jesus Christ, you can have peace in your heart while those things happen. It's the reason why he could be up there on the cross and he could ask that we would be forgiven for our sins. It's the reason why he could be up on the cross and still say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He had peace in his heart. It's the reason why the disciples were able to face their death and still have faith in Christ and to be stoned and by the people throwing the stones at him and still have that peace. Well, the same thing that he gives us with peace, he gives us with warmth. He gives us warmth within our heart. For those who know the Lord, he gives you a warmth that can survive the deepest, coldest of winter here in this world. The deepest, darkest period of your time, you can have that warmth inside your soul so that fire doesn't go out. One song that sometimes I sing when I'm up here, and I guess I'll do it again because it's a good testimony. And besides that, I requested the choir to sing, so it's only fair that if I asked them to sing, that maybe I would sing. But this is a good testimony. I want you to listen to the words. It's called "The Fire Has Never Gone Out," and it goes right along with the message this morning. It goes like this. I shall not forget the day when I heard my Savior say, come unto me, my child, I'll make you whole. Then I let my Savior in, and he forgave me of my sins. Started a fire burning so bright way down in my soul. And it's never gone out. It's never gone out. Though Satan has tried many times to make me doubt. But when I feel that warmth inside, I know my soul is satisfied. The flame has flickered, but the fire has never gone out. Do you hear the words that the author was saying there? Listen to this. It's never gone out, though Satan has tried many times to make me doubt. But when I feel that warmth inside, I know my soul is satisfied. The flame has flickered, but the fire has never gone out. That is truth. That is truth. Anyone who knows the Lord knows that he puts something special within your heart. Anyone who knows the Lord personally, anyone who has ever repented and cast out all of those things that they regret in their life and has asked him to come in and to make a new heart, anybody who's done that, who has taken that step, know exactly what we're talking about this morning. He puts a fire in your heart that can withstand any of the darkest, coldest times that come along. Anytime death visits our family, I'm thinking about Jamie this morning, Jamie Bailey, whose mother passed on just yesterday. But I know Jamie Bailey, and I know that there's a fire that burns in his heart, and I know that his is the same way for his mother and his family. And so they have that fire that has never gone out. Now, Jamie's going through a dark time right now. Jamie's going through a deep, dark depression that everything, you know, is bleak and cold right now. There is mourning in their household. But within that mourning, within all of that dark dreariness, way down, there's a fire that's burning, and it's not going to go out. And it doesn't go out. And afterward, it'll get stronger and stronger. You see, we go through these times where it seems like the dark and the cold would freeze us. You know, I was thinking about that. What happens when things become frozen is that it's like a prison. Everything locks up. You ever been so cold that you just lock up? There's nothing. It imprisons you. But when the warmth of the sun, or when the warmth of whatever, the fire, whenever you go by a fire, you begin to loosen up and it frees you. The fire is a freeing thing. It frees you, and the warmth, it allows you to be free. And that's what Jesus Christ did. The cold, dark death had us in its grip. And Jesus Christ came along and he warmed that so that we could be set free. You know, the biggest impact that Jesus had, you say, what's the biggest thing? What is the biggest impact that happened when Christ came to this world? This is what happens when Jesus comes along. This is what he did, and this is what he can do for you. When Jesus came along, he took all the bad things and he said, these are going to be temporary. He took all the good things and said, these are going to be permanent. Now, without Christ, the good things are temporary and the bad things are permanent. But with Jesus Christ, he came along and he said, I'll give you life and give it more abundant. So that if you make him the light of your life, then you will have the light and you will have warmth. There's a reason why we hate the cold. You know why? We were programmed to be warm. What is our temperature supposed to be? 98.6. There was an old song, I guess back in the 60s, said, hey, 98.6, it's good to have you back again. I always thought that was a radio station, 98.6, whenever it came on. I thought, man, this is a good jingle for that. Then I had science class, and I figured out that 98.6 is what your body's supposed to be. We were made to be warm inside. We were made to have warmth spiritually. We were made to have that warmth inside. We weren't meant to be cold-hearted. We weren't meant to be dreary people. We weren't meant to be bleak. We aren't meant to be, to always think about the negative. We were meant to desire warmth. And so Jesus Christ puts that within us. You know, Charlie often talks about it, and I like this verse. But after Jesus was crucified and they were walking, the disciples were walking along on the road to Emmaus, and Jesus came beside him, was talking to him, and they didn't know it was him, but they felt something. And it said, whenever he left, they said, did not our hearts burn within us? Because they felt the Holy Spirit that comes along with knowing Christ. He was in their presence, and they felt his warmth, and they felt the warmth that came from him. And so, when we go through these times, we know that we have a warmth that comes from Christ. It can sustain us through these dark times, through these winter months. We can use this warmth. His word will give us warmth if we use it. If we get into his word, you can find warmth just like you can at a fireplace. If you get into his word, if you pray, you'll find warmth in prayer, in that connection, that relationship. It keeps that relationship with God. If you're obedient to what he asks you to do, you will find that warmth is there. If you go and you hear his word, you will recognize the warmth that comes from his word. Or the songs that are sung, that the message in the song resonates with the warmth that you feel. And so as Christians, we are to have this warmth within us. We are to be warm-hearted. We are to be, optimistic. Because we know that these things are only temporary. After all, Jesus came to make the bad things temporary and the good things permanent. What we aren't to be is cold. You know, when Jesus came along, he came And he spoke to the Pharisees. And he said, he warned them because he said they were like sepulchers. They were like tombs because they were pretty on the outside. But on the inside was what, Al? Cold, and it was dead. On the outside, it looked great. These men were walking around, and they looked like they had all the answers. But inside, they were as cold could be. And they were dead inside because they thought they were lifted up. They thought they were doing the things that they were to be doing, but they were serving their own good. And so along came one of those Pharisees who met with Jesus at night, and his name was Nicodemus. And you know, I got to thinking about that. He went at night to see the light. He was searching for the light. And so by the cover of darkness, because he couldn't be seen with Jesus Christ, because the Sanhedrin, the Pharisees, the ones that were condemning him, they were cold-hearted. And so Nicodemus didn't want to be seen with this man that was a threat to their power, because he was saying things that was setting people free. And so by the cover of darkness, he went and he sought out this light. He sought out this warmth to see what it was that Jesus was all about. And you know what? I think he got it, because later on, it doesn't say that he became a disciple, but later on, we see where he defends Christ in front of the court. And then we see where he goes and he prepares the body of Christ. So he was seeking light in darkness, and he embraced it when he found it. One thing that gets us through these winter months, what keeps us here? What keeps us going throughout all this cold and not moving to, say, another place where it's warmer? One thing that keeps us here is the promise that spring will come again. Amen? One thing that keeps us sustained, one thing that keeps us happy, is that we know that spring always follows the winter, and that the warmth will come back. We know that the leaves will come back. We know that the grass will turn green again. We know that the sun will be warm against our skin once again. And so that keeps us going. As Christians, what keeps us going is knowing that spring follows, knowing that there is a time when all of this will be better, knowing that there's a time when things will be warmer, when things will be alive, knowing that this is only temporary that we go through. I want to go to Revelation chapter 22. And this will be, we're drawing to a close. If someone wants to come and get the invitation. What keeps us going as Christians is that we have the light. We have the warmth. We can withstand these cold periods when we go through times when there's death in the family. We go through times when we are sick. We go through times when everything seems to be falling apart. Let me tell you this before I go on. Nothing else that you can reach for can give you that warmth that Jesus Christ gives you. Everything else, I'll say it again, everything else will leave you in the cold. Alcohol will leave you in the cold. Drugs will leave you in the cold. Money will leave you in the cold. Moving away, you say, well, you know, I just got to go. I'll be happy if I'm in a warmer climate. If that's all you're basing your happiness on, it'll leave you in the cold. Jesus Christ is the only thing that will warm your heart. Jesus Christ is the only thing that will give you warmth. And so as Christians, we need to make sure that we share that warmth. We need to make sure that we're warm to other people. We need to make sure that we are sharing the light of Jesus Christ. And I'm not just talking about with our words, but with our actions and showing people where the light is. But this is what we have to look forward to. Chapter 22 of Revelation said this: "And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal." You notice that it says water, it doesn't say ice. Not cold there, is it? "Proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations." Now, did you catch that? It said, "and yielded her fruit every month." There's no winter. There's no freezing. "And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. For there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever and ever." These lights that we have here, this sun that we have here, these lights, the candles, whatever it is, it won't compare to the light that emanates from God. It won't compare. And no longer will we go through times where things will be cold and dark. We'll be freezing. No longer will we do that. No longer will we go through times where we grieve. No longer will we go through times where death visits our doorstep. No longer will we go through those times of depression when everything just seems to be dead. And that's the promise that we have, is that we get to live in a place where there is no night, there is no tears, there is no sorrow, there is none of that. So we have that to look forward to as Christians. As we get a song of invitation, if you don't have that to look forward to, then your life would be dreary. Your life would be depressing. If you can't look forward to heaven, I don't know what can make you happy if you can't look forward to heaven. Because we know that it's there. Just like the sun is always there, heaven is there as a reminder that sometimes we can't see it. Sometimes we can't feel it. Sometimes it seems a million light years away, but it is there. And we can have access to it through Jesus Christ. He made a way for a light to be permanent in our life. Nothing else can warm you like the light of Jesus Christ. Nothing else can warm your soul. Nothing else can sustain you. Nothing else could get Jamie Bailey through this dark time that he's going through except Jesus Christ and his church family, who are there to offer him warmth, to keep him warm, to rub his back and say, "Hey, this is only temporary." To put our arms around him and Sue and the kids and to say, "Hey, this is just temporary. She's in a place where there's no freezing. She's in a place where it's paradise. She's there because of Jesus Christ." As we get a song of invitation, whatever need you have, we ask that you come to the altar and seek his face. People will join you there as we get a song.
Thy power and thine alone. sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. And when before the throne I stand in him complete, Jesus died my soul to save. My lips shall still repeat, Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow.